perform muraqabah, empty the heart of all thoughts, and your complete focus keep on your heart. And the heart, the qalb, it is a spiritual place, and it is the core of the body of a person, and Allah has preferred this heart for Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in the heart of the mu'min, and always the heart, keep it clean and pure, and keep on washing it with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah. The more this mirror shines, the more Allah's brilliance and magnificence will come. There's only one part in the body of a person in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His barakat, His blessings, His mercies, and everything comes into that person. And that is only just for a few moments. You sit down and you focus on the heart and you remember Allah. This is a method. This is a method so that the rest of our time is focused and paid attention to Allah during the rest of our day. All the time then a person's thoughts, keep them focused on the heart, and always your heart, keep it occupied in the dhikr, remembrance of Allah. When an individual practices this and implements the dhikr of Allah, then always his heart is paying attention to Allah. Our pious predecessors of the deen have stated that the heart, make it and condition it and develop that always your hands are occupied in the dunya, but your heart is in the remembrance of Allah. So this is the life of the individual, of the human being, when he makes it. And not a moment, not even a second, should a person then be negligent or detached from Allah. He always stays paying attention to Allah. He's always thinking of Allah. Always keep your heart empty of the thoughts, purify of the thoughts, and focus on the heart. So we need to practice this now. Full attention place on your heart, full focus place on your heart, and in your heart the isme dhat, His personal name, Allah, 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 with the dhikr of Allah, purify your heart and clean your heart, and wait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His brilliance, His magnificence, His anwarat, tajalliyat, may He allow that to come into our hearts.